From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash are expected to meet ahead of a special legislative session to address the budget and property tax bills impasse. In a letter to Ash, the governor said he wanted the meeting on Monday to include Democratic majority leaders from the House and Republican minority leaders from both chambers. The special session is expected to start on Wednesday. Scott has announced he will veto the budget and property tax bills, but Democratic leaders have continued to stand behind their proposals. Democratic leaders say they want to use one-time funds to pay down teacher pension obligations. But Scott said he didn't want that done at the expense of property tax relief. We'll have more on this issue coming right up on Vermont Edition. This year marks the 100-year anniversary of the Vermont Supreme Court building in Montpelier. And later today, state officials, including Governor Phil Scott, will celebrate the centennial. Montpelier attorney and historian Paul Gillis has written a brief history of the building for the event. He says it was the first home designed and built for the state's highest court. Before 1892, the court moved around the state every week.
Until they built the annex of the state house, and then they had a place there. But that seemed to be too busy and too crowded and not enough room. So 100 years ago, the legislature decided they needed a second building. This would be the second state building in Montpelier.
The event this afternoon will include a reenactment of the oral arguments of a 1918 case that was heard by the Supreme Court. Vermont's unemployment rate held steady last month, according to the state's Department of Labor. The seasonally adjusted rate held at 2.8% in April. That number has remained unchanged since February. The civilian labor force increased by just over 1,000 people in the month of April. Vermont's unemployment remains below the national rate of 3.9%. The state is making portable skidder bridges available to loggers in an effort to improve water quality at timber harvesting sites. According to the Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation, the wooden bridges will protect temporary stream crossings used by heavy logging equipment. Last year, the legislature provided funding to develop a program and buy the skidder bridges, which are made by an East Montpelier lumber company using hemlock harvested in Waitsfield. Senator Bernie Sanders says he hopes any Vermont veterans who want to learn about the benefits they're entitled to or who might be having trouble dealing with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will attend his Veterans Town Hall and Resource Fair. It's happening tomorrow at Norwich University. The independent senator will be joined by representatives from the VA, the service organizations, and other groups that serve veterans' needs. Eye on the sky for today, mostly sunny, with some sun filtered through partial high clouds and highs ranging through the 60s today. We'll have more on the weather coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.